It is my honor and pleasure to be here tonight to bring to you what God has laid on my heart.
Amen.
And God will lay messages on your heart if we will but listen.
Yes.
My problem a lot of times is I don't listen. I'm hard-headed, stubborn. Ask my wife. We had a calamity this afternoon. I looked out my front window and there was a pool of water in my front yard where the water meter was. And I said, that's not right. And so I went out there and I called my brother and I got my next door neighbor, Anthony. And it was 4:30. 4:30 in the afternoon, we have to go to the end of the road and pick up a 7-year-old that we are the caretakers of. At 76 years old, I never thought I would be taking or raising a 7-year-old child.
Wow.
But amen. God has put him in mine and Wanda's life due to situations that we have custody of. And we have to get him off to school in the morning, get up and get him breakfast and get him dressed and all these things, do his homework at night and praise him and raise him the best we can. I was sharing with someone recently, and this is not on my tonight's agenda, but it is about excuses. I was sharing with someone that God had led that child to us for a purpose and a reason.
Yes. Amen.
And I believe that. And we will do the very best we can to raise him accordingly. Right. And the excuse that my wife said, well, Daryl, you can't go to David's tonight. We've got a water, the water is pouring out. I said, honey, I said, my brother's here. Anthony, my next door neighbor's here. Onwasa's here. I said, they've got lights. They've got, I said, they will fix it. Well, honey, you could call him and tell him. I said, honey, tonight's message or what I plan on talking about is excuses. So it falls right in line with what I want to share with you. If you have your Bibles,
amen.
In the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, if you would turn to chapter 4, and beginning at verse 10, and the Word of God says, and Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent,
yes,
neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman for the people, and he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. And Moses went and returned to Jethro his father-in-law, and said unto him, let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and seeth whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said, Moses, go in peace.
Amen.
We know the story of Moses.
Yes.
We were taught it as little children about the basket and his mother and Miriam, his sister, following along the River Nile, and the Pharaoh's daughter, seeing the basket, brought the child unto him. He was raised as an Egyptian prince.
Amen.
Now, we move over 40 years. We know the story of how he slayed an Egyptian, and he ran from Pharaoh. And he went to the land of Midian. And there he met Jethro, his father-in-law. Mm-hmm. And he married one of Jethro's daughters. And then he was tending a flock of sheep one day on the mountain, and he looked and he saw what was a bush burning. And it startled him. Mm. And he went, and of course we know the story, and God told Moses to take off his shoes, for he was standing on holy ground.
Wow. Amen.
And then God started telling Moses what his plan for his life would be. Hmm. And Moses said, I can't do this. I'm not capable. And God told Moses to take thy rod and throw it on the ground. And Moses threw it on the ground, and it turned into a serpent, and it scared Moses. Moses backed up.
Yeah.
He had never seen anything like that. And God said, take it by the tail and pick it up. And he picked it up. And then he told him, Moses, stick your hand in your bosom. And he did, and when he pulled it out, it was white as leper. Mm. It was leprosy. Just as white as any leper has ever been.
Amen.
And he told him to return it to his bosom, and he put it back in his bosom, and he brought it out, and he was whole.
Yes.
God can do anything to anybody.
Yes.
Anytime he wants to.
Amen.
All we have to do is be receptive.
Yes.
To listen and to read and study his word.
Yes.
Wow. You see, we make excuses. Mm-hmm. We make excuses because we don't think we have the ability, or we're not eloquent. I'm not eloquent of speech. I don't have a higher education. But God, look at what he did to Moses. I will put I made your mouth. I can make you say what I want you to say.
Amen.
Think about that for just a minute. And then turn with me, if you will, over in your Bibles to the book of Luke. Do you remember what Luke's profession was?
He's a doctor.
He was a physician.
Amen.
Chapter 14 of Luke. The parable of the great supper. Now, you've got the story of Moses and Moses' excuses as to why he can't serve God or doesn't think he can serve God. Beginning at Luke 14, verse 15. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, and this is Jesus speaking unto this gentleman, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready.
Wow.
And they all with one consent or accord began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said unto his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highway and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading, hearing, and most importantly, your and my understanding of this holy word. I will not pray, I will sing a praise. And I know some of you know it, sing it with me. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears.
Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
God. Excuses. Thank you. How many of us have ever made excuses in our lives?
Amen.
For things that we should have done. To look at this parable and to look at what you know the representation here. It was God who had prepared the feast.
Yes.
And when he sent his servant out to ask the ones to come to his feast, I just bought a parcel of land. And I've got to go prove it. I've got to go see it.
Amen.
What time of the day? This was at supper time. If the man bought the parcel of land, evidently he had seen it before.
Yes.
He had already surveyed it. He had, you know, you don't go out and just buy a piece of land and
right.
That's not right. Know what it is.
Right.
So we know the man was telling a lie. He was telling a lie.
Yes.
To get out of what the Lord had asked him to do. Wow. And then we take the man that bought 5 yoke of oxen. Now, a yoke of oxen, to my understanding, are 2 ox to a yoke.
Right.
And 5 would be 10.
That's right.
Ox. And he had to prove them. Why did he have to prove them then? Why could he not prove them the next day or the day after or a week from then? So that man lied.
Yes.
And then we come to the third I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Man, this hits pretty hard home. You know, if I had done what my wife had said tonight, I wouldn't be here. But I am the master of my home.
Amen.
I love my wife, and she is equally yoked with me. But I am the master of my home.
Amen.
And that's the way God intends it to be.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. God intends for us men to love and to care and to protect our wives and our families at all times, at all costs. But oftentimes we use opportunities that have been given to us,
yes,
to make an excuse.
Amen.
And to use our family as our excuse. So I can confirm that what I was supposed to speak upon tonight was right.
Right.
Because of the subject I had chosen and the situation that happened today.
Yes.
I know that the God that I serve will never,
yes,
ever call you to do something that He does not provide a way and a means for you to accomplish it.
Amen.
Let's go back to Moses. Moses, man of God. Was he a man of God? He saw a bush burning.
Hmm.
And he was inquisitive. He said he turned aside. He had to see the phenomenon. He had to know what was going on. And it was God calling him. We might not, you and I might not ever see a burning bush in our life or be struck down blind like Saul was on the way to Tarsus. We may not experience it, but you have experienced in your life things,
yes,
that God has directed towards you,
yes,
as an individual.
Amen.
And I can stand here and say, I know that God has called me at times and asked me to do things that I didn't think I was capable of doing.
Amen.
Or going somewhere. We take the trip that Brother David and I went on to Romania and Bulgaria.
Yes.
I did not know. When I told Brother, I said, I don't know how I'm going to afford this.
Yes.
I got on my phone, called my son up in Woodbridge, Virginia. And I said, son, I've got an opportunity to go overseas on a mission trip with a real good friend of mine. And I believe the Lord is calling me. He said, Dad, your tickets are taken care of.
Wow. Amen.
He said, I'll pay for your tickets.
Wow.
I had another incident in the same little frame of time. My passport was outdated.
Mm.
And I didn't know what to do, so I started calling around. And in Raleigh, they told me the only place I could go was to go to Rose Hill, North Carolina, and see the postmistress. She could issue the paperwork and I could get a passport within a couple of days.
Right.
I went to Rose Hill, you know, just rejoicing. And I went into the post office, and lo and behold, there was a clerk there. And I said, I need to see the postmistress. And I said, I'm planning a trip to Romania and Bulgaria. And he said, sir, I'm sorry. She's on vacation for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And I said, I don't know what to do. And my heart dropped in my chest.
Yeah.
And I walked out of the post office and got in my truck. I rode down to the Rose Hill restaurant. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Rose Hill, but went to the Rose Hill restaurant and went in and gonna have something to eat. My heart was broken.
Hmm.
And I saw a friend of mine came in, and he came over to the table. He said, Gerald, what are you doing here in Rose Hill? And I said, well, I think my journey has been in vain. I said, I came to see the postmistress to get her to fill out an application for me to get a quick passport.
Hmm.
And about that time, the Rose Hill restaurant door opened and it walked up. He said, well, there she is. You can ask her right now.
Wow. Amen.
She came over to the table and was talking to my friend, and he introduced me to her. And I said, ma'am, I said, I've come from Sneed's Ferry to get a passport. I said, it was the only thing. I called Raleigh and they told me that was the only. She said, have you got the paperwork? I said, this is my truck. She said, go get it.
Wow.
I brought it back in. She filled it out right there in the restaurant. God's provision.
Yes, yes, that's right.
He will never, ever call you to do something.
Amen.
That he will not provide a way for you to do it.
Amen.
That's right.
God
that's good.
Has been good to me all my life, but amen. I have made excuses. I have taken worldly. We become worldly.
Yes.
The world grabs us. The things of the world, the challenges, the doctor's appointments, the family ties and the hurt and the harm and we are 76 years old, and I'm sorry to say this, it's taken me 76 years to learn to depend solely on God.
Wow. Amen. It's good.
God will provide.
Yes, he will.
I know that each one of you could tell me a story, but I have seen things that God has asked me not to share.
Hmm.
But I have seen things that I can share.
Yes.
I like to pray. And I like to just sit out on my deck. I look over, I am at the end of Turkey Point Road, and I look over Turkey Point, the creek there, and down the coastal waterway connects to it. It's so beautiful. And I sit out and pray and talk to God and see the shimmering of the water, the sunlight on the sparkling water, and sometimes it's waves and turmoil, and sometimes it's just as calm as a mirror. Mm-hmm. And you can see the sparkling of the water.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was out one night talking to God, and I don't know why it came to me, but in my mind, my mind told Daryl, Daryl, you hadn't seen a shooting star in a while, have you? And I said, I can't think of the last time that I saw a shooting star. And I said, Lord, I know you hear my prayer. And I know you answer my prayers always. You either tell me yes or no or wait. And I said, God, if you would, show me a shooting star. Hmm. I had not gotten the word star out of my mouth when one went across the sky that way.
Wow.
And one went across the sky that way.
Wow.
God moved two heavenly bodies.
Yes.
At my request.
Amen.
Two heavenly bodies. Hmm. God moved. Because I asked you to. If you ask God to do anything for you later.
Wow. Amen.
Amen.
God is waiting. Yes. He is waiting for each and every one of us.
Yes.
To call upon his name.
Mm.
Moses. Moses said, well, God, tell me who, when I go to the Pharaoh, when I go to the elders of Israel and tell them to, we're talking about moving 3 million people. What about it to who sent me?
Hmm.
And God said, tell them that I am sent you.
Yes.
I am. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to know.
Yes.
The great I am. And as feeble as our excuses are, from time to time, God has a way of continually forgiving us.
Yes.
And drawing us back to his bosom.
Yes, that's right. Amen. Amen.
And it's like the story of the potter and the clay.
Mm.
God is continually molding us and shaping us to the design that he wants. I've learned that the desires of Darrell Pope, unless they line up with the desires of God,
amen,
are nothing.
Yes.
Right.
I pray that my one is God's one.
Yes.
And God will continue as long as I have breath, as long as I can control that little 7-year-old, soon to be 8-year-old, and tell him to say his prayers at night and pray. And it blessed my heart the other Monday when school was out. He went to his cousin's home, and there was about 8 of them. And they were playing and having a good time. Some of them were a little older and some a little younger, and they were playing. And my wife and her sister bought pizza for the whole group.
Yeah.
And they brought the pizza. And of course, the kids got excited when they saw them. They started running up. And Mitchell said, wait, we've got to pray.
Yes.
And he started grabbing their hands.
Yes.
And they got in a circle, and he prayed a prayer to God that would, if I have done nothing else in my life, I have taught that child,
amen,
to be thankful to God for every mouthful of food that he eats.
Amen.
To have a bed to sleep on it.
Amen.
To have people that love him and care for him.
Yes. It's good.
And we all have a purpose as long as we're still alive.
Mm-hmm.
God has something that he wants us to do.
Amen. That's right.
To accomplish. I know it gets harder as you get older. But look at what we've got to look forward to.
Yes.
Right.
Look at what we've got. These 2 titanium knees and 2 hips that I've had replaced, and this piece of iron in my neck and in my arm. I'm going to get a whole new body and have,
yes,
my foot chopped off. I'm going to have a whole new body.
Yes.
But I am supposed to rejoice.
Yeah.
And hallelujah, hallelujah. The word hallelujah is from the Hebrew. It means praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every day of our lives, we should wake up.
Amen.
With hallelujah on our lips.
Mm.
For that day.
Yes. Amen.
God knows the number of days that we have, each one of us. He knows us. And he wants the very, very, very best for us.
Yes.
So my prayer for this group tonight is,
amen,
let's not get caught up in so much in the world and worldly things. I know that we have responsibilities and we have bills to pay and things to do. I got a water main that I'm going to have to get fixed. I pray that my brother and my neighbor and my son-in-law are doing that right now.
Amen.
But God will provide.
Yes. Yes.
Each and every day. And as far as David going to Kenya and Africa, I pray God's blessings upon
him. Amen.
I thought of Paul. I thought of Luke, because you know that Luke was interpreted or wrote much of what Paul shared in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Out of prison cells while he was in Rome under Nero.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, with everything that befell him, the stonings, the shipwrecks, the whippings, he knew that Christ is the one that you and I can depend on.
Yes, amen.
And we, even in this small group, we can touch somebody's life. We can share Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's not always by word of mouth. It's sometimes with a smile. I would like to thank the Lord for laying this upon my heart.
Amen.
To bring to the home group meeting. And I would like to close with a word of prayer, if you will.
Amen.
Lord God,
thank you, Father.
I thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
I thank you and I praise you, Lord.
Yes.
I can say it. I can pray it. I can sing it. But Lord God, I know. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you are there, that you are listening.
Yes, Father.
Lord, you do love us.
Thank you. Yes.
Even in the vile shape that we are in, the things that go through our mind, the things that shouldn't be there, you even forgive us of those things, Lord. Father, help us to be more loving towards one another.
Yes.
And in this nation especially, Lord, as we have gone through the process of electing a president.
Yes, Father.
Lord, help us to unite as a country.
Yes, Father.
Oh, Lord, united we stand, divided we fall. So God, help those that are in the place that can change and do the things that need to be done to this country that was established by you and for you, Lord. Help us to get back to that, Lord, where we will be the children of God that we're supposed to be. Father, I thank you and I pray your blessings upon each one here tonight and their families. Bless them tremendously.
Yes, Father.
And help them to go out and just say hallelujah.
Yes,
Father. For it's in Christ's holy and precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Daryl Pope, home group meeting, 19 November 2024. Amen.